On today's show, the latest round of college football playoff rankings are out and some movement near the top as Alabama drops out of the number two spot. We'll discuss what that means moving forward. Also, for Alabama and Georgia fans headed to Atlanta next week for the SEC Championship game, there will be some changes at this year's game. We'll talk about all that with Byron Hatch from the SEC office. He's the Assistant Commissioner for Championships at the SEC. And we have got a monster Egg Bowl happening tomorrow night. We'll break it all down and we'll give you a prediction for the game. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what is happening, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. Great to have you guys along. I'm Chris Gordy. Thanks for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. The latest edition of the college football playoff rankings came out Tuesday night, and we had some movement at the top. Alabama, who had been the number two team through the first several editions of the rankings, they slid down to the number three spot, with Ohio State jumping them up from fourth to the number two slot. Georgia, of course, they stayed at number one overall at 11-0. Of course, some other SEC teams coming in there. We got Arkansas coming in at number 25. Texas A&M is up to 15. Ole Miss coming in at 9. But the ones that matter most are the ones at the top. The reason for the movement for Alabama, very simple. Ohio State demolished last week's number 7th ranked team, Michigan State, 56-7. It was not even close. And a guy that a lot of people were talking about, maybe, you know, for Heisman contention, Kenneth Walker, the running back for Michigan State, Ohio State held him to just 25 total rushing yards. It was mighty impressive by the Buckeyes. On the flip side, Alabama, they beat Arkansas by 7. They won 42-35. A win is a win. But a few weeks ago, Alabama's offense struggled against LSU, but their defense played well. This past week, it was Alabama's offense that was lights out, with Bryce Young throwing for over 550 yards and 5 touchdowns, but the Alabama defense gave up a bunch of yards and a bunch of points to Arkansas. Here was Gary Barta's explanation for the movement.
Gary, let's start with Ohio State's surge and the slight slip from Alabama. I've heard ad nauseum from people how the committee loves Alabama. But Ohio State, was it as clear-cut as it was to some of us if they had played their way into that two spot?
Well, two great teams, both Ohio State and Alabama. Both of them have Heisman Trophy candidates at quarterback. And this past week, though, the dominating win over Michigan State certainly got the committee's attention. The offense of Ohio State just with total domination, and defense playing much better. And they've been playing better week after week. They now they beat Penn State, they beat Purdue. Alabama's still a great football team. Have a wonderful win against Ole Miss. The last few weeks, just not showing as much domination on defense. So two great teams, but when the vote came down, Ohio State came ahead of Alabama.
So there you have it. That was Gary Barta's explanation on the ESPN show last night. If you're an Alabama fan and you're mad your team fell a spot, I get it. Because up until this point, Alabama was pretty solidly in that number two spot, even after they had the early loss to Texas A&M in the season. But they didn't lose this week. They won. Why'd they drop? I think this ranking was more about what Ohio State did this past week. If you're a Tide fan, look, you want to see your team respond this week in the Iron Bowl. If you know, I'm sure Nick Saban's going to be printing out these rankings and or posting them somewhere in the locker room to say, hey, look, they don't think you guys are very good. You want to see Alabama respond in the Iron Bowl this week. You are a better team than Auburn. Auburn is onto their backup quarterback in TJ Finley. Their defense has been inconsistent. Go out there, get a dominant win over Auburn, and get yourself ready for the trip to Atlanta to face Georgia in the SEC Championship game. As for Georgia, we expect that they're going to go take care of business at Georgia Tech this weekend, maybe rest some starters in the second half, and they'll get ready to face Bama. But let's talk scenarios for the SEC title game. If Georgia wins, we expect they'll stay at the number one spot, period. I think even if it's a close game. If Alabama loses a close game against Georgia in the SEC title game, I'm starting to think the committee will look at it as Alabama now has two losses, and they will drop them behind some other teams. So let's just say scenarios here. Let's presume that Cincinnati is undefeated. Maybe even a one-loss Notre Dame team moves ahead of Alabama. I know that would be tough for Tide fans to stomach. It'd be tough for the nation to stomach, who were not big Notre Dame fans. Alabama's best win this season is Ole Miss. As you guys could see in the rankings, they think highly of Ole Miss, the committee does. So tomorrow night, you should be rooting hard for Lane Kiffin and the Rebels in the Egg Bowl. That will help booster your resume a little bit. If Ole Miss stays there, you know, gets a monster win over Mississippi State, and they move up maybe another spot or two in the rankings next week. But I just think even a close loss for Alabama at this point in the SEC title game will probably drop them out of the top four. Now, let's say Alabama wins the championship SEC championship game. Somehow they pull it off against Georgia. A lot depends on what happens around them. If Cincinnati were to lose to Houston in the AAC title game, that helps Bama. If Ohio State beats Michigan this weekend, that knocks out Michigan. That helps Bama. Notre Dame is that one team that, you know, will kind of hang around. And then in the Big 12, you got Oklahoma State playing Oklahoma this weekend. Let's say Okie State takes care of business. They'll play Baylor in the Big 12 title game. The winner of that game will be a Big 12 champion. Do they deserve to be in? All this is still up in the air. But I think if Bama beats Georgia, Bama could slide up to two. The question is, do you put Georgia in at three or slide them down to four? Because the committee's going to want to avoid a rematch of Alabama-Georgia in the first playoff game, right? Like, if we're going to see this in 2 weeks in the SEC title game, we don't want to see it again 3 weeks later in the first round of the playoffs. Best case scenario, if we get a rematch of Alabama-Georgia, you want that to happen in the national championship game. So we will see, but understand the movement of Alabama. I know some people on the SEC network didn't expect that to happen, but it is what it is. If Bama takes care of business, he hits Auburn this week. Regardless, the stage will be set if they can beat Georgia in the SEC title game. And I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility of happening. Alabama will most likely be in. So there you go. Thank you guys again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Coming up next, we'll talk to Byron Hatch, the assistant commissioner for championships for the SEC. That is coming your way next. Need to remind you guys about our friends at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. They are a leader in the college sports daily fantasy world. They offer more college football props than anyone in the world, and they offer any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. It's very easy. You can look at your two comparable players, this guy and this guy. All right, you want to go over and under on touchdown totals. You want to go over under on 220 passing yards, 100 rushing yards, whatever it is. They got it all for you right there on the app. I encourage you right now, just go download the app, check it out. You don't even need to deposit anything. I think you will once you see the app, but go download the app right now. Prize Picks is the name. Of course, if you sign up and your first deposit, when you use our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, you're going to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. So whatever you put in, they're going to match it up to $100. Go check them out. PrizePicks.com is the website, or download the app on the App Store. Download the app today. Use our promo code LOCKEDON. PrizePicks is daily fantasy made easy. Rolling along here, Locked On SEC, and we are counting down the days to the start of the SEC championship game in Atlanta. And obviously, some things kind of returning back to normalcy a little bit this year. Still some things different from how it used to be, but obviously going to be a lot more fun and a lot better this year than maybe it was last year with some of the restrictions and things like that. And joining us now to talk all about it is our buddy Byron Hatch, of course, from the SEC office, who oversees, head of the championships at the SEC office, oversees a lot of these things. Byron, welcome in, man. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris.
So the SEC championship game coming up next Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Georgia versus Alabama. The matchup's already set. The game is already sold out, of course, televised on CBS. This year, Byron, very different from last year's, obviously amid the pandemic last year. A lot of things were different. What are some of the things that are going to be returning this year for fans that they can look forward to?
Yes. Thanks, Chris. And first of all, thank you for having me. We're looking forward to this year's SEC football championship. One of the first important things that's returning back to normal is we'll have a full building once again. So we won't have a limitation on capacity. So as you mentioned before, we're sold out. Over 70,000 plus will be in the stadium this year to see Georgia versus Alabama. Another key item that is returning is our SEC Fan Fair. That's our fan interactive event that's next door at the Georgia World Congress Center. We will be having that event again on Friday and Saturday. The time has changed just a little bit on Friday, and for a good reason I'll share. The time on Friday is now from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., so it starts an hour earlier and it ends an hour earlier. And that's because this year new, what we're going to have is we're going to have a free concert on Friday night on International Plaza. That's right outside Mercedes-Benz Stadium, in between Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the Georgia World Congress Center, and State Farm Arena. Chris Young is our headliner act. So that begins on Friday night at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. So we're looking forward to having that. It's sponsored by T-Mobile.
Well, that's obviously a really cool addition. And you mentioned the fanfare. You know, I was just there. Obviously, things were limited last year, but I was there in 2019. And it really is just so cool being able to walk there right across the street and see all the stuff. You got the band coming through, but all the different things, the passing games and all that kind of stuff that fans could take part in that really make that, you know, the game is one thing, but it's really the whole weekend is a fun experience in Atlanta.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a fun weekend. You know, we say in the SEC, it just means more. So we give you the opportunity to experience that more during the SEC football championship. So fanfare is a fan favorite. We also have SEC Nation broadcasting from there on that Saturday prior to the game. So fans of all ages can go there, see former SEC student athletes, test their skills out with different events that we have there and different games that we have there as well at fanfare, and also get some good food.
I should mention just a few things that will be still different this year. From what I've been reading, no cash on site. Everything, you got to have a credit card or, you know, a mobile transaction. And, of course, all tickets are mobile, so no paper ticket. You got to have to still show your phone and have the mobile ticket, right?
Yeah, that's one thing that I think a lot of us in the industry learned from the COVID experience. But so Mercedes-Benz Stadium is a cashless venue. So if you want to buy merchandise, you want to buy concessions, you're going to have to utilize a credit or debit card. They have what they call reverse ATM machines. So if you have cash, you can go to these machines, put your cash in, it spits out a prepaid debit card that you can use in the stadium. You can use anywhere Visa is accepted outside of the stadium. And as well as all tickets will be mobile. So with your phone, you got an Android, you got an Apple phone, you want to make sure to add the phone to your digital wallet before you get there at the stadium. It can be tough trying to do it there in line at the stadium because everybody's fighting for bandwidth over the internet there. And so you want to make sure you do that before you head out to the stadium on that Saturday.
No doubt. One other thing I feel like we need to mention, watch out for counterfeit tickets. I was looking around some of the secondary sites out there, you know, StubHub. They got them going for $500 a piece to get in the door. But certainly want to remind people, be careful and make sure you're doing it on a site that's legit and not getting ripped off. Because, unfortunately, there's people out there that are looking to take advantage of people.
You're absolutely right there, Chris. And through our mobile ticket platform, through Ticketmaster, we have an SEC ticket exchange, which is the official place where you can sell your tickets and you can buy it on the secondary market. So if you're doing it outside of that, you're taking a risk. But SEC ticket exchange, we're already seeing a lot of activity on that as well. So I encourage people to go that route.
Now, one other thing with the game is I was reading you guys are going to have tailgating back. So it was kind of something that, you know, didn't really exist last year. And this year you're going to have the designated areas, the Home Depot area, and one of the big tail lots. You'll have tailgating back for the game this year, right?
Yeah, you know, that is definitely a fan favorite in SEC territory. Fans in our footprint love the tailgate. So they'll be able to do that. You can actually buy tailgating packages or tailgate opportunities. And then we know that fans will find parking on their own and tailgate wherever they set up shop. So we definitely welcome that back. RV parking is back as well. We know that that's another thing that is pretty popular in the SEC geographic footprint. People arriving early that week and pitching their tent, utilizing the RV for that. So you can definitely do that again this year at the SEC Football Championship.
Oh, one other thing with the game, I was reading Byron through the notes, is, you know, a lot of Bama fans, they like to bring their pom-poms. They like to wave their pom-poms and all this. I saw no stick pom-poms. You got to have the paddle handle on the pom-poms, not the stick this year. So just another thing to be aware of if you're a fan.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Chris. And that actually has been a policy in place for for the last few years at the SEC Football Championship. Mercedes-Benz Stadium has that as a policy as far as what can be brought into the stadium. And one of their safety policies that they have is that it needs to have a paddle handle. You know, what's interesting, when they told us that, we kind of inquired, so why does it need to have a paddle handle? They've seen instances where a stick handle has actually poked someone, maybe hit them in the eye. People have used it as a weapon, so on and so forth. So they have a policy at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The pom-pom has to have a paddle handle and not a stick handle.
Wow. Well, it all makes sense. It makes sense. So we will see how many people bring their pom-poms with them for the game. Do you have a thought on the game? I mean, obviously, look, this Georgia defense, somebody told me before the season, Byron, they said this is going to be Kirby Smart's best defense since he's been at Georgia. And I said, you know, I don't know. That's a little bit hyperbole. But, man, I mean, this point in the season, still leading the country in fewest points allowed, it seems like this team's absolutely loaded. And then, of course, on the other side, Nick Saban, Alabama, well, they're always here. But it seems like this is going to be a really, really good matchup.
Yes, it has the potential to be a really, really good matchup. If you look at the rankings where they are as of today, they're both ranked 1 and 2, right behind each other. And we know what both teams have done on the field. Georgia has had an amazing year. Alabama, they just continue to reload and continue to move forward. So it should be a great game. We know in the SEC, week in, week out, any team is capable of beating a team. So it should be a really good game.
We know Tuscaloosa isn't that far of a drive from Atlanta, and, of course, obviously Athens neither. Does it seem like when these two teams are here, just the tickets are that much more high demand because it's so close proximity-wise?
Yeah, you know, that's a benefit when you have teams that are in close proximity to Atlanta. You know, the demand on the tickets seems to be at a premium, and you can really see it this year, especially how well both teams are doing and where they stand in the college football playoff race. There's a lot of interest in this particular game.
It's how many texts do you get throughout the week? Hey, man, can you hook me up with tickets? Are people hitting you up?
Text, email, phone call, telegraphs, pigeon. I get it always. People want tickets for this game.
I'm sure, and particularly this one. I mean, this is going to be a premier matchup. Just a quick thought on kind of the landscape of the SEC. We've already had two programs make coaching changes, and that means you're going to have even bigger names coming into the conference and, you know, those programs like Florida and LSU wanting to get back here very soon. But the job that a lot of these other coaches have done, I mean, Sam Pittman, obviously, at Arkansas has done a great job. It's the health of the SEC right now, man, it just seems so strong with all the teams that maybe people thought were going to be maybe down this year, kind of overachieved this year.
Yeah, we're fortunate that, you know, across the board, we got a lot of depth in this league. As far as when you look at our teams and how they have performed. Again, like I said earlier, it's tough. Any team is capable of beating any team. I was just at a game a couple of weeks ago, Auburn and Mississippi State. It was a tale of two halves. You couldn't have told me what was going to happen in the second half based upon what happened in the first half. So, you know, it's unfortunate. We got a couple of jobs that are already open, but there's no doubt that those programs will hire good coaches and the league will continue to be strong. And you just got to bring your A game every week when you're playing the SEC team.
Last thing, Byron, before we let you go, kind of looking ahead to the spring, do you foresee, I mean, does it seem like everything there is kind of going to be back to normal as well when we talk softball, baseball, basketball, and all that? Championship seems like everything's going to be a little bit back to normal?
Chris, I sure hope so. We're planning as if it's going to be normal. We are keeping our eyes on what's happening in the environment as it relates to COVID. You know, here recently, there's an uptick in cases. So we can't ignore that. And we have to talk to our experts and get the proper guidance. But right now, we're planning on being normal as pre-COVID as much as possible. But we are just making sure that we maintain our eyes and ears on what's happening in the environment.
Well, no doubt everybody doing their due diligence and doing what they need to do, but getting everybody back in the stands and maxing out capacity and sold out games, it's what the SEC does best and why they say it always means more here. Byron, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to this big SEC championship game, and we'll talk to you again real soon, man.
All right. Thank you, Chris, and thanks for what you do.
All right, more right after this. It is Thanksgiving week, folks, and we all know what that means. Football, and nothing goes better with football than turkey and betting. Bet Online, they got you covered all holiday season. More props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this Thanksgiving. Head over to their new updated website on your desktop or mobile device. Sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. Receive your bonus. It's not just football. BetOnline, it's got everything on there from pro hoops to college hoops, UFC, even Vegas casino games. BetOnline is the fastest and the easiest way for you to bet on all your favorite sports. Go check them out. Get ready for the Egg Bowl. Look, you're going to be watching the Egg Bowl with your family anyway, or maybe Saints Bills, whatever it is. BetOnline, they are stuffed with deals this Thanksgiving. Let me remind you guys also about our friends over at Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. If you haven't tried a Built Bar by now, you're missing out. They say it's a protein bar, but it doesn't taste like one. It tastes like a candy bar. It is soft, 100% covered in chocolate, and it's more of an experience, one that you will enjoy. Built Bars are low in carb, low in calorie, low in fat, low in sugar, high in protein, all the healthy benefits on top of just being purely delicious. So many flavors, the coconut, the raspberry, the mint brownie, which is my favorite, salted caramel, double chocolate. And of course, Built is always offering some limited time flavors every 3 to 4 days. So check out their website at built.com. And of course, you don't want to miss our offer. Go to built.com, use our promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKED15. Get 15% off over at built.com. Going along here, Locked On SEC. And, you know, normally we would go around the conference, but we've got a monster game coming up tomorrow night, so I figured we spend a little time jumping into it. So let's do that right now and preview a little bit of the Egg Bowl coming up tomorrow night. 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, Thursday night from Davis-Wade Stadium in Starkville, Mississippi. Ole Miss versus Mississippi State. It is a monster matchup, and let's start first with if Ole Miss wins. How does Ole Miss win? Well, you want to get into a shootout with Mississippi State? The Bulldogs have been really good over the last couple games, but where the great attack that they've had to deal with, they haven't faced one. Auburn almost got to 500 yards. Arkansas balanced, but it got to almost 400 yards in a win. Mississippi State defense has been solid throughout this year, especially against the run, but Alabama rolled at will against them in their win back in mid-October, and now it has to keep up with an attack that should get close to 500 yards. If you're Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, you do you. Get that run game going, Snoop Connor, Jerrion Ealy. We know Matt Corral's been a little bit banged up, but man, he sure has played through it, and he's played well these last couple weeks. Times he looks maybe not like himself, starting to get the receiving core back a little bit more healthy. I think Ole Miss defensively will generate just enough of a pass rush to potentially get after Mississippi State. And look, take care of the football. Don't turn it over. I think if Ole Miss does that, they can get a win. What about Mississippi State on the other side? How do they get a win? Well, for all the flash and pizzazz, Ole Miss is not scoring a whole lot. They are winning 6 of the last 7 games since losing to Alabama, but they're not cranking up the 50-point games like they did earlier in the year. Ole Miss is banged up, and now they have to face a Mississippi State offense that is humming to near perfection in the passing game. Will Rogers, the hottest quarterback in college football. Yeah, even better than Bryce Young, CJ Stroud at Ohio State. He is connecting on close to 80% of his throws over the last 5 games with 20 touchdowns. The Ole Miss pass defense has not dealt with a slew of high-powered passing games, and it is still allowing well over 200 yards per game on a regular basis. So what is going to happen? Well, first off, I'll start by saying this is probably going to be the best football game on Thanksgiving. We've got some NFL games, but man, we're missing a lot of stars in the NFL games. There's a Fresno State, I think San Jose State college football game earlier in the afternoon. Don't worry about that one. All eyes are going to be watching this game, especially if you're a college football fan. You'll be watching the Egg Bowl. These two teams will go up and down the field. Two quarterbacks should be fantastic. Matt Corral versus Will Rogers. But at home, Mississippi State's offense, it will have the ball for close to 40 minutes. I think they will overcome the Ole Miss attack. I think the Bulldogs hang on and grind out a win in the fourth quarter. Would not be a great ending for Lane Kiffin's season and Ole Miss getting to 9-2. And, man, you put that exclamation point on the season, getting a 10th win in the Egg Bowl. But I think the home team matters. That line started earlier in the week at betonline.ag around 1 point Mississippi State. Now it's up to about 1.5 for Mississippi State. People are starting to wise up. They realize the home field advantage of the SEC, and Mississippi State, I think, will cover the 1.5, and I think they will win out. Give me Mississippi State 35, Ole Miss 31. So that's a shootout. It's going to be a high-scoring affair, a lot of points being scored, and I think Mike Leach gets it done. Look, I called for Mike Leach's head before the season. I thought he would be out by the end of this season, but he has done a fantastic job with his team, and Lane Kiffin has as well. But I'm taking Mississippi State. So looking forward to that one. That is just about going to do it for this edition of Locked On SEC. Appreciate you guys for listening, and thanks for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Now go make your second listen. Check out Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Your boy Q with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. Locked On Bets. I am Chris Gordy. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. We'll be back on Friday talking all things college football with you guys, getting you ready for Arkansas-Mizzou on Friday. That's a big one. And, of course, all the big rivalry games happening on Saturday. LSU, Texas A&M, the Iron Bowl, Georgia Tech, South Carolina, Clemson. It's going to be some great ones. Kentucky, Louisville. Looking forward to all of them. We'll preview it all on Friday's show right here on Locked On SEC. You guys have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you on Friday.